Mary Mitchell in the Sun-Times wrote about this. She said, if two black men, by the way, I've watched the video a couple of times, maybe you have as well. Everybody I see in the video is of color. They almost all look black except for the two victims, and they look white. If two black men were beaten and robbed of their cell phones, wallets, and shoes in the middle of Rush Street while a crowd of white people danced, there would be hell to pay, Mary Mitchell says. And there was dancing in that area, literally feet away from this beatdown while it was happening. Activists, Mary Mitchell writes, would demand hate crime charges be filed immediately against the attackers. After a video went viral of a white Chicago police officer maltreating a young black woman while her dog at North Avenue Beach last weekend, a small group of protesters marched outside the Civilian Office of Police Accountability to demand justice. It is no longer rare that you see white protesters marching side by side with black protesters agitating for justice for black victims of police brutality. But, Mary Mitchell writes, when the victims of racial hatred are white, the reckoning gets muddled. For instance, last Saturday in the 400 block of North State Street, a crowd of black partiers stood by in the after hours while several black attackers beat two white men unconscious and stole their possessions. No one rushed to help the white victims. In fact, cars drove slowly around the mayhem. The video of the beatdown was painful to watch, in part because of the nonchalant attitude of the people witnessing this crime. Someone's son could have died in the street that night, but women twerked like they were at a club, Mary Mitchell writes in the Sun-Times. That's the part that just blew my mind. Mary Mitchell joins us now on WGN. That thing was from another planet, Mary, and it was the dancing. When women saw this happening, they excitedly fell to the ground and started wiggling their bodies, twerking, as it were, while they were on all fours, adjacent to the beating, because I don't know why. Wasn't that the strangest thing?
It was sickening. It was like it wasn't taken seriously, that what was happening before their eyes was not a crime. That's how they acted. Like, no crime was taking place. And people were walking around and taking photos or videos of the beatdown. Again, that's appalling. It was shocking to me. It was painful to watch. And words can't describe it.
I noticed the color of the people involved, but, you know, I think I was just more appalled by what was happening, period. But you did draw our attention to that fact, and you kind of wade into the, is this a hate crime?
Well, actually, yes. You cannot, how can you overlook the fact of color, that this was a crowd of black partiers and the victims were white? I mean, if this had happened up on the north side and the crowd was white and the victims were black, we would be talking about that. But for some reason, it was as if it didn't matter. But it does matter, because hate crimes and the laws for hate crimes are there to prevent people and prohibit people from attacking someone because of their race or their gender or their sexual orientation. That's why we have hate crimes. And the fact that this happened, you have to ask yourself, and readers did. Readers reached out to me and said, you know, what do you think about this hate crime? I don't know whether it was a hate crime, but I know it should be investigated to find out if it were a hate crime.
You wrote in your piece, did the attackers go after these men because of their race or because of their vulnerability? If the two white men who wandered into that crowd were Asian or Latino, would they have been victimized? And you say probably. But what you didn't put in that sentence, Mary, was if the two men who wandered in that crowd were black, would they have been victimized? And I would guess probably not.
Well, you know what? But if they were not in part of that group, if they were nerdy looking, if they looked vulnerable, if they were if this was a criminal attack, then, and race wasn't part of it, yes, I would say that black people would have been able to walk right past it and not be harmed. But we don't know that, and that's what needs to be investigated. Was it a hate crime?
Do you have, what's your answer to that right now? Do you have one, Mary?
I don't know. I mean, it has to be investigated, and I think that's the difficult part. They'd have to find out, did they call him a name? Did something happen? Was there altercation before that happened? We don't know. But the point of the column is it needs to be investigated. Just like you wouldn't know if the victims were black, whether or not it was a hate crime, if there was a white crowd. But you have to investigate it. You can't ignore it. You cannot look at it and not see race. It is what it is, and you have to talk about it.
I think they judge these people vulnerable because of their race. That is, no one's going to come to their aid, and maybe they have a little more money than some of the other people on the street. These are all huge, sweeping generalizations, but I'm trying to get into the mindset of the people that are doing that. And so maybe
the people that were white were drunk. Maybe they were unruly. I don't know. But what I do know is that you can't have a double standard when it comes to hate crimes.
Yeah.
If you're going to enforce it up on when the victims are black, you have to enforce it, or at least investigate it when the victims are white. That's all I'm saying.
I'm glad that you're saying that, Mary, and I think it's a very thought-provoking thing to say. I also think it matters, but it doesn't matter. That is what I mostly want to have happen. For instance, to me, the crime of nearly beating someone to death on the street while women twerked nearby, the penalty for that should be a lot greater than did you call me a name before you started to beat me to death. And that's what those people almost did. So it's a distinction, but what bothers me most is the fact that it was just a wanton beatdown of these people. And then not only did they take their phones, they took their shoes. They stripped him of his shoes, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I have no idea what that was about. I mean, you don't know. But that's why I'm saying that we cannot be so timid about talking about race, afraid that we're going to offend someone when we mention race, that we cannot discuss it and have a conversation about that. Why does it look like a hate crime? Is it just because the victims were of a different race? Was something done or said?
I don't know what the law says about that, but if those gentlemen, the assailants, singled those two guys out because of their race, because they thought they were vulnerable or out of place and maybe had no allies. Again, I don't know what their method or logic was, but if they singled them out because of their race, but they didn't hurl any racial epithets, they just go, this is an easier mark. These people are out of place. Does that in and of itself constitute a hate crime? I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know the answer to that either, but I don't think that you can. I can't read the person's mind. You know, this is why they have detectives, and this is why they have why the law was written in a way that it would mean going into an investigation about all the circumstances leading up to that occasion. If they can't find any reason for these people to have been attacked on the street like that by a group of black assailants, then I think they would be justified in saying this was a hate crime.
One last sentence from your column, Mary. I know you've got to go, but I just want your reaction to this. You wrote, if you're a white person watching these events unfold, of course you would see this as a hate crime. Honestly, my first reaction wasn't hate crime, just terrible crime. But I think if you wonder why white people sometimes cross the street when they see young black men coming, you now have your answer. I don't know if it was a hate crime or not, but I know that a white person in that environment looks more vulnerable or feels more vulnerable to what may happen. And videos like this reinforce that action on their part. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. And that's why we have to have a definitive answer to the question, was it a hate crime? That should not be a question we're afraid to ask.
Mary Mitchell asks it, and I guess we can answer it. We'll see what happens in the courts in the Sun-Times. Nice to talk to you today, Mary.
Okay.
Thanks for your thoughts.
All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
Stay well.